the whole 10 yards. Gators, Seminoles, Hurricanes, and a recap of the biggest games in college football. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville. With your hosts, Clayton, Adrian, Matt, and Wally.
The whole 10 yards, Stinson XL, 92.5 FM. Your host, Clayton Tinkle, along with Wally Olligan.
Now I know why this chair is on the other side of the room.
Matt Ziegler.
Got the squeaky chair. Adrian Wade is... Oh, there he is.
Oh, wait, I found
him.
I'm in
the building!
He was being a good Samaritan and was trying to find me a headphone jack. No luck.
I have to hook you up during the break.
All right, that works.
All right, here we go. The Florida LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOLO
season right now.
We'll work on that. I'm watching highlights right now.
Like poetry, like the sound of a baby crying. Is that the saddest song?
It's sadder than that.
I don't even know if a baby crying is like all that sad.
Yeah, baby crying isn't really sad.
They cry all the time.
Oh well, I don't know. Maybe like an animal whining, like a dog who's been hurt.
Or a gator who's been hurt.
Oh, a gator, yeah.
If you will.
Although if I saw a gator hurt, I'd be like, get it away. It's more vicious.
What about seal kissed by a rose?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's good.
That's a good one. What? Give me one word to describe the atmosphere in Gainesville right now. One word.
That was Adrian.
He must have just added that one.
Yeah, I know.
The dictionary.
Wally, one word.
To the Oxford Dictionary. One word to describe Gainesville right now. There's not even a word. It would just be silence.
The sound of silence.
Silence is, in fact, a word.
The sound of silence.
So.
All right.
I'm going to say repugnant.
Repugnant.
I don't know if it fits, but man, it sounds good.
Define repugnant.
Repugnant. When one
word
repugs.
Word origin, please.
Gainesville.
That's can you use it in a sentence, please?
Man. Those Gators sure look repugnant against Georgia Southern yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Repugnant. R-E-P-U-G-N-A-N-T. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Repugnant.
And I think one can only be repugnant when beaten by a team with zero passing yards.
Zero.
Zero.
Say it again.
None.
Zero. Like, were you beaten by Tim Tebow? Is that what the irony? Because he can't throw. And
I got that, yeah.
Yikes.
Ooh.
I mean, that's tough. Skis. I've ever seen it. I mean,
tough skis.
Now, here's the question: is Will Muschamp done skis?
I don't know. I keep reading that Foley's like nothing's gonna change his mind.
Can we go back and watch that press conference again and make sure that Jeremy Foley didn't have his fingers crossed when he said Will Muschamp will be back on 2014? Because I'm thinking he probably wants to renege on that.
It might have been one of those Nick Saban type promises where I will not go to Alabama.
I will not be the Alabama coach.
And I will not fire Will Muschamp.
I will totally be the Alabama coach.
I think it's more how much does FSU have to beat the Gators by for Will Muschamp to get fired?
One.
One point. They tried so hard. They beat them by a safety.
Still, you're out of here.
If Florida State beats
you gone.
I think
by a safety.
How arrogant would you have to be where you're like, we're not even gonna put our offense on the field. We're just gonna score safeties on you. The score's gonna be 8-0, all safeties.
What if they just Florida go kick State. One field goal and then down the ball, take a knee for the rest of the game and punt to Florida. And went
on first down.
Yeah, and went 3-0.
Give it to him.
Isn't that a spring drill? That's like
the scrimmage.
Thing.
No live kicks.
Man,
yeah.
Trolling. That would be great. That would actually be.
No.
It would not be great to watch.
This opinion's unpopular. I feel like, but I'm with Matt. I think Muschamp is good. I wouldn't say good, but I think he stays. Pease has got to go. There's no question about that. Yes. Foley has to sit down with Muschamp and say, look, Will, you stay, only if Pease is gone. Maybe fire the whole staff. I don't know. But Pease is, in my opinion, gone. No questions asked.
I think any offensive coordinator I think Pease is gone too, but any offensive coordinator that comes in knows it's probably going to be a one-year deal anyway. Because I don't think Will can I don't think he can survive this, man. Let's say if they go 7-5 next year, you think the fan base is really going to be like, oh, look, let's keep Will?
Depends who their wins are against and how they lose.
What did they go last season? 10-2, 11-2.
They were 11-2.
And you know the thing you hear the fans complain about most is the injuries, and they have a point. But like we've talked about week in and week out, Georgia has been decimated by injuries, but that isn't a team that looks like it's given up. And granted, yes, they have a real quarterback in Aaron Murray, but
a real quarterback.
Well, yeah.
Real quarterback. He's but not wrong, though.
The Florida players, like I said 3 or 4 weeks ago when we were at PDQ, it feels like they've kind of given up on Will Muschamp. And that was before they lost to Georgia Southern and Vandy.
Who did they lose to?
Georgia Southern.
And who was the previous one?
Vandy, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And they lost South Carolina, too, but that was, yeah. but that was actually a close game.
Who did they lose to again yesterday?
I believe it was Georgia Southern, an FBS, or not an FBS.
No, I think it's an FCS
I'm sorry.
School,
yeah.
Where they have like a playoff system and stuff.
So it was their first win against an FBS school. It was the Gators in the Swamp.
Right.
And I believe the Gators paid them $550,000. Yeah. To come beat them.
And the score wouldn't have been that close. They wouldn't even have had a chance at the end if the kicker can make extra points. He missed two. Yeah. So the score should have been 28-20 instead of 26-20. They shouldn't have had a chance to win it, and they did.
Well, the Georgia Southern kicker, I mean, he's on scholarship.
What was it? His name's – I can't even pronounce his name.
He's got to be a walk-on or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't got money for that.
Was he a freshman?
He's probably a soccer player.
He's a walk-off
now. I would believe that. Yeah. Walk-off. If they lose that game, yeah.
You're out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Gator fans, call in 641-1010. It's group therapy session time, I think.
Yeah, we need to talk this one out.
We need to talk this one out. Stay away from the ledge.
I'll tell you what, though. It feels great to hear.
I thought someone was going to jump yesterday.
Hear the quietness of the Florida fans, though. Oh, it's like when the Canes fans stopped talking after the FSU loss. It's so nice. Now the Florida fans
are like.
It didn't
even sound like that. It was just silence.
That's kind of loud, actually.
Yeah, go miss you. See, tell you what.
We're still SEC.
Georgia
though.
Southern is not in the SEC.
No,
last
not.
I checked.
Well, at least they're 0-2 against teams from Georgia this year.
$10 if you can tell me what conference they play in.
Ooh.
Oh man, it's probably like the Peach or something. I don't know.
I would guess I would guess a SoCon, but I know that's wrong.
I don't know either.
Is it the Wildflower? Florida fans, we can't name the conference that the team that just beat you yesterday is in.
SoCon, called it.
Oh, you got it.
Boom. Right.
The bet wasn't for you, Clayton. It was for Matt, though.
Yeah.
You don't win anything.
I stick with Peach.
I like the Peach Conference.
The Peach Conference.
I'm down with that.
They will move to the Sun Belt. I believe it's next year, though.
So they're coming up.
Yeah, this was their last year.
Oh, okay. So
they're on the up and up.
Still no excuse.
So technically, they're a D1 school.
Stop.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just letting you know.
Will Muschamp be the first one to say that. Oh, they're going to D1 next year.
No.
We lost to a Sun Belt team.
But they played for the FCS National Championship last year. So did
Appalachian State.
Yeah.
That counts for something. I mean, they're
they count for something.
I think it does. But it doesn't.
No. Still.
With the amount of money.
You paid them to come beat you.
Guess what conference Appalachian State's in?
The CIA.
The SoCon.
Are they really?
Also.
The SoCon or SoCom?
It's the Southern Conference.
I was going to say, because SoCom was a really cool game on the PlayStation.
I remember that.
Are they in a video game conference?
Yeah.
Well, with all the rushing yards yesterday, it looked like a video game.
What was it, 40, 50 attempts or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just embarrassing all around. The offense couldn't score.
When you're the underling of Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech, that's what happens.
It's that you don't know what's going to happen with that triple option. Here it goes. It's going left, it's going right, it's going up.
54 attempts, 429 yards, and they averaged 7.9 yards. Okay.
I'm going to bring up this year.
Florida average
Gators fans.
Florida averaged 4.5 yards per play. That's less than five.
I love it.
Just so you guys know.
You know what's sad? It's like I was trying yesterday because I went out with some friends and I was trying yesterday to be like, you know what? I still want to support Florida. Let me throw my Florida fit in.
Can we just move to a different state?
I couldn't even find it. Like, I think even my hat left.
Yeah. Grabbed its suitcase, grabbed its hat.
Grabbed its briefcase and suitcase
and
left.
See you later. Yeah, the hat's got a mini hat.
The Florida hat probably put on a Knowles hat and just
because it knows what's coming.
Pastures.
That's awesome.
That is going to be a beat down.
Florida fans, if you think Florida can beat Florida State, call me. Please.
Oh, please call in.
Right
I want to hear your rationale behind that.
I'm not going to yell at you.
Now no one's going to call.
641-1010.
Please. Florida State will beat Florida with Sean McGuire playing the entire game.
That's the backup, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was making sure.
Yeah, they
he's a backup center, too. Keep in mind, he's not actually
the backup. They don't need to use Carlos Williams or James Wilder Jr. in the backfield either. They can just put.
They'll bring in Ryan Green.
Yeah. Just let the guys get
Ryan,
some.
Ryan the Hacker Green?
No.
Not that Ryan Green?
Oh, okay.
We need a little bit more speed than that.
Oh.
But for goal line, give it to Hacker on the goal line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like a Tolbert.
Yeah.
Just in that Hacker vulture.
Spike the ball.
Hacker is eligible. Hacker has reported eligible.
You still get 30 or 40 yards on that Gator defense, though.
Oh,
I can see it.
Hey, I'm pretty sure Hacker scored a couple of touchdowns over in the Wolf's Den when he was in high school.
Did he?
No, probably not.
Oh.
But he did play. He did play, though.
We like to give him
Hacker
credit.
Hacker needs to come play some basketball with us. That'd be fun.
Shout out to Hacker.
It looks like our phone system's not really working all that well because I keep seeing calls and they keep dropping.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
hold it.
They're hanging
hold
up so quick.
Wait a minute.
Raleigh, read that. I'm blind. They changed the monitor on me.
It looks like Fred. I'm just going to pick this monitor up. It is Fred.
Okay. And Fred is on the line. Fred, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good.
What's up?
I'm sorry I can't call you from a Gator fan's perspective. Noel fan here.
Yeah. But,
hey, instead of Ryan Green, we could just play Ryan the Hacker Green.
It's true. We said give it to Hacker on the goal line. That's a touchdown every time.
And, you know, in all honesty, you know what? It doesn't feel right without Miami and Florida at least being decent.
I know. It feels right.
Well, Miami's at least decent.
Miami's decent. Like, they're not great.
Florida has
decent.
Become worse than Tennessee.
No, because Miami got blown out in the end by Duke, and we're going to stomp Duke in the ACC championship game by 35-40.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Yeah, so they were just played the soft part of their schedule first and had that phantom 7-0.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want the Gators to beat us, of course, but I want them to be like 8-2, something good, or, you know, have an outside shot of doing something, getting into BCS if they win. So
It makes college football that much better when you have Florida, Miami, and, you know, FSU and all of these teams that are historically – like have been powerhouses.
Michigan, Tennessee, USC.
It's always good to have them in it.
You know, if Georgia Southern isn't enough to make Foley get rid of Will Muschamp, then I think, to be honest, before the game, I thought that his meltdown during the press conferences during the week where he just went absolutely ballistic, he looks like he's just lost control, like he stuck his finger in an electrical socket.
He needs
get
a grip. Yeah.
He doesn't have any kind of, you know, he's totally lost it. He looks like he's just in over his head way too much. And I know he was a coordinator at Texas and everything, and he's been at a big-time program, but I don't think he just can't handle it.
You might be right.
I think he feels hears the voices, if you will. Hears the clamoring at his job. Fred, we appreciate your call, man. Definitely.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Next up,
He's got a point. I mean, Foley doesn't have the best history of hiring football coaches. Urban Meyer was a Bernie Macon hire.
Yeah, but he still gets credit for that.
Yeah,
that's what he's rolling off of right now.
Yeah,
that's
but
what
still,
he's rolling off of.
I don't.
I mean, Florida's on the Florida State.
Adrian's
topic.
Got a smirk on his face right now, so I'm having a hard time really. He's going to say something heartfelt about Florida, but I'm going to be
Florida
total
has,
sarcasm.
Florida's kind of owned Florida State in their series the past few years, so I'm kind of going to relish this beatdown we're going to give them. You know, that's just...
Let's see if Tim, the Florida fan, has anything to say about that.
John.
Tim, how
hey
are
guys,
you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Well, how
good.
Are you?
Good. I think Florida's going to beat Florida State by like 20 points.
What? Huh.
Well, thanks for the laugh, Tim.
is there rationale behind this? Or?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Florida's front court's a lot better. I thought we were talking about basketball. My bad.
Oh.
He went hoops on us. I respect it.
I like it.
I probably would agree with that one, too. Florida over Florida State.
I don't know. They're playing that game. What's it, Friday? I'm talking about going down there.
We can make this
for
happen.
That game. If you guys want to roll, it'd be fun.
I can on Black Friday? I'm trying to get on the road.
Is it on Black Friday?
It's not on Black Friday.
I don't think so.
You said this Friday coming up.
I don't know. We'll look at it.
Scheduling. Let's go ahead and take John.
John, you're up.
Hey, John. Hey,
you're John.
Watching the football games yesterday. Man, the schedule makers had a weird week with the unwatchable games. I mean, you had Alabama and Chattanooga. You had Florida State and Idaho. Coastal Carolina, South Carolina. I mean, can you schedule any more worse games? I mean, at the
I mean,
end
you
of
could schedule
year,
Georgia Southern, but
the amount of unwatchable games this Saturday was just crazy. I mean, I know the last season's gonna be fun, but this weekend was very tough to watch.
No, I agree. Even the big time games ended up being blowouts. Oklahoma State killed Baylor. The UCLA game towards the end was watchable, but in the beginning it wasn't good. Oregon got blown out. It was actually a boring weekend for college football, which I don't say very often at all.
Yeah, yeah. It shouldn't have been. I mean, if it would have been a 18 playoff, you know, you could have more competitive games. I mean, I know we're going to move to a plus one game, but I think college basketball's got it right. Even at the beginning of the year, having amazing games.
64.
Like right at the start of the year.
64 teams in a college football playoff.
That'd be great.
My head would hurt.
Georgia Southern's a 16 seed.
They would make it. They would make the tournament.
Oh, thanks, John. We appreciate it. Who's next, Wally?
Let's take who's been on there longer. Let's go Bobby.
And Bobby is up.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Being a Florida State fan, as far as the Florida game next week, I mean, I know it's in Gainesville. I know they're supposed to have a decent defense. I'm reaching here.
Doesn't matter.
He's reaching.
The Jameis Winston investigation is still in limbo. I could see what if something comes out Wednesday and he's suspended for the Florida game. That might just throw the Florida State team a little bit in limbo. I'm just trying to reach here. I don't want Florida State to take this like Florida State fans are taking this as a no-brainer. I want them to take this as a business approach and just go down there and just kick the heck out of them. But still, you know, being a rival game, they have nothing to lose. I just don't want the team, and I don't think they will, with Jimbo, you know, doing what he's done all year, to take the mindset just to show up. They need to go ahead and take this like a business approach and take care of business. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks, Bobby. Yeah, you're right.
He's got a point. There's two games this week that are huge rivalries, this coming week, that are huge rivalries that I hate the cliche throw out the record books, but you can. Ohio State and Michigan. Michigan's bad this year. Ohio State is in the same position Florida State's in. Florida and Michigan have both chances to upset their biggest rival seasons, and they're going to come with nothing to lose. They're going to go for it on fourth down in their own territory. They're going to fake a field goal. Something's going to happen, and one of those teams could win. I'm not saying they will, but they'll have a chance to, just because of the emotion in the game.
I like where you're going with that, but no.
No, I don't think either one will win. I think one of them will have a chance.
No, I mean, any team can beat any other team on any given day, but
like
then especially
Georgia Southern.
When it's a rivalry and those guys have been recruited against each other.
Yeah.
And yeah, absolutely. I could see Michigan pulling off an upset of Ohio State. I would love it.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just saying I would love it. And the Florida fans would give them something to cheer about next week because they're not beating Florida State.
No.
Stuart,
that's not going to happen.
Stuart, you're on, man. What's up?
I just think Miss Champ should go. He doesn't. He's not appealing to the fans. He doesn't even try to. He doesn't let anybody see the practices anymore. They're going to have to apologize to Ron Zook pretty soon if they don't hurry up and fire him. And he's just not that good of a coach. He's a hothead on the sidelines. There's not much appealing about him. I just think he should go.
That's okay.
It. All right. Anything else? Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Take the click.
I like the. I like the. They should apologize to Ron Zook because they could. They should. Because Ron Zook got a raw deal, and now looking at Will Muschamp, Ron Zook looks pretty good. I mean, he wasn't this bad. He lost to Georgia Southern.
Still sitting in a smoker's jacket, looking and walking Florida with his branding.
You know who Muschamp is starting to remind me of a little bit?
Who?
Lane Kiffin.
Oh.
The press conferences.
Oh.
The closed practices. Oh. The hot-headedness.
I don't mind
the not winning at a big program.
You might have something.
I don't
there.
Mind the hot-headedness on the sideline. I really don't. I think that fuels the players a little bit to a certain extent.
If you're winning.
Yeah, if you're winning.
You can't yell at me if we're losing and you're just a bad coach.
To Georgia Southern, right.
Yeah.
The appealing to fans, hate to say it, it's not his job to appeal to the fans, being real. I mean, don't tell him to get a grip. But you're not here to color pictures for the fans and say, here's what we're doing.
Well, winning heals everything. Nick Saban doesn't appeal to the fans,
but
they don't care.
Right.
They don't care because he's won them one of the national titles.
So, like, keep doing
Wes Miles isn't exactly media-friendly, but they win.
He's,
so
he's more media-friendly than you think, though.
Yeah.
He's just goofy. He's just
I don't mind the not showing the fans everything you're doing. I don't mind closing your practices. I really don't. It's your team. Win games. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, win games. But if you're doing all this and you're not winning,
it makes it look really bad.
Right.
Worse.
If you're losing this much, learn to juggle. And the next next press conference, you know, just distract them. Yeah, we did lose to Georgia Southern, but no. Uh-oh, look. Oh, now there's four of them. Oh, gosh. How am I doing it?
Yeah. The whole 10-yard circus.
Ribbon out of his nose and
well,
stuff.
Well, the Florida fans are easily distracted.
Second act next
Ooh,
year.
Pretty colors.
Marvin Lewis.
This is Archie Manning, and you're listening to 1010 XL.
1010 XL.
1010 XL.
92.5 FM. The Whole 10 Yards, brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The Whole 10 Yards, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Matt Ziegler playing with some headphones.
Yeah, they're busted up, so I'm just making do.
Adrian Wade.
You're like a telemarketer over there, Matt. That one ear
headphone.
Hello,
welcome to Telemeller Corp. Can we update
Stop
your...
Stop calling me, please.
Can we update
I'm
your
not interested.
Were you having dinner right now?
Can you put me on your do not call list?
Sir, I'm
no.
not interested.
We don't have any of those.
Adrian Wade.
Yo.
Wally Oligan.
How can I assist you with your trivia questions today?
Just some 10 yards fun, if you will. Yesterday, Adrian, Matt, and I got together and we played some pickup hoops. Up at UNF.
Hoop it up.
Yeah, I played like half of a half.
And Matt was
done.
Matt made two great passes and he was done.
Matt made like five great passes.
Yeah, Matt's a good passer.
You got to drop the mic sometimes. You got to know when you've reached your peak. And I was like, well, it's all down here from here.
He just runs everywhere. He doesn't know what he's doing. He just runs.
Just runs. Chicken with his head cut off.
While he couldn't make it, he had to go to work. But next time.
I will be there and I'll be dropping buckets.
He's going to be dunking.
No, I can't dunk. No.
Adrian and I won what was like 5-6 straight at the end?
Yeah.
Adrian Wade and I were balling.
We were balling.
I had this glorious crossover.
You did.
It was glorious.
It was.
Like Iverson.
The heavens parted out and just shined.
No, this guy's
slow
ankles.
Motion.
This guy's ankles parted.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything did slow down, and everyone in the gym go, oh.
It was one of those.
Camera pants across the room.
Oh. Aside from that, though, we had a pretty good weekend, unlike Florida.
It hurts. It hurts so much.
It hurts so bad. Road trip here. You guys ready? Buckle up.
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go.
Shotgun.
Let's go for a little ride.
Get your motor running. Matt, you better get on the bus when you ran over. You good now?
This headset's uncomfortable, but I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
Buckled in, safe, wearing my helmet.
You didn't have to be buckled in. I didn't care about
getting
that.
Down, get down, get down, get down. That's how I used to dance to that song.
That's the Mike Gundy.
I'm a man.
He's 40.
He's 40. We were making that joke a lot yesterday.
Oh, we're going to jump out to the Big 12 for Mike Gundy. We're starting at the bottom. Iowa State 34, Kansas nothing. Good job, Kansas.
Way to show up.
Can Kansas beat Florida?
Maybe.
Charlie Weiss?
No.
I think that game would be pretty close, honestly.
They beat him in football and
basketball.
2-0. 2-0. Safety.
Well, Kansas does play Florida in basketball coming up, so we'll get...
The football team for Kansas beats Florida on the football field, and then they go to a basketball court and play each other. 5-on-5. All right, they take their five best. Kansas beats them again.
I would watch that.
Yes.
I would pay to watch that, actually.
Yeah.
I would, too. Oklahoma, 41-31 over Kansas State. They're maybe got a chance at the at-large big in the BCS. Maybe. I guess.
I love this song. I love this. I love our Big 12 song. It is, like, the most stereotypical Big 12 song.
Well, that win was big for Bob Stoops in Oklahoma because he was able to pass Barry Switzer on top of the – top of the list for Oklahoma, like what coaching wins?
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
who's Barry Switzer?
Barry Switzer.
It was a joke.
Oh, Lord.
I was going to say.
That was a sick joke.
I know you're young, but come on, man.
I have fainted.
As a side note, Clayton's growing the baby beard out a little bit.
It is.
It's coming back.
I just need to shave. I haven't gotten around to it.
Make
it
a statement.
On a side note, Oklahoma had 171 passing yards yesterday. That's 171 more than Georgia Southern did.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
Math. Hey, do you think Oklahoma has a chance against Oklahoma State in Bedlam?
We'll preview that Friday on our Black Friday show. How's that?
Ooh, why's it got to be Black Friday?
Well, I mean,
because
it's,
the,
what it's
because
called.
Everything in the market goes up, so they call it Black.
Well, actually, no, that's not
color.
Accurate. Because
is that what it is?
No, when you're in the red, that means things are like
bad.
No, it's not.
I said black goes up. I know what I'm talking about.
My bad.
Get out of here. Mute.
I want to say this is the Sears expert over here. This guy knows all about being.
Yeah, this man's trying to sell folks plasma television. What's wrong with you?
That's why he's got that beard. Because they're like, yeah, this guy does his own laundry.
What kind of sales you all got going on?
Like, we'll get there.
We're getting there.
Give us the lowdown.
I will.
Give the listeners the lowdown.
I'll give you the lowdown after the ACC wrap-up. How about that? You got to stick around.
Man, I need me a new TV. Let's make this happen.
I apologize for believing in Baylor as much as I did. And I'm making a promise to you guys right here and to the fans listening. I'm done rooting for teams like Baylor and Oregon, those type of high-scoring offense, because they always lose a game.
Or two.
In the BCS, in the time that we've had the BCS, a team like that has yet to win the national title. You know what I mean? That super pass-happy, or I guess just offensive juggernaut USC team with Matt Leiner and Reggie Bush lost to Texas in the national title game. We see Oregon lose to Auburn in the national title game, and not just lose, but that offense was stifled by a bigger SEC defense.
Right.
So I'm just tired of rooting for teams like that. It's over. It's done. I'm sorry, Baylor.
Matt just broke up with offense.
I did. All right? It's not me. It's you. Okay? It's you.
He likes the defense.
Because teams that run up the score like that, then when they are forced to face a defense that can actually hold them in at least the first half, mm-hmm. they don't know what they're doing. Like, Baylor couldn't run the ball yesterday.
Right.
So what did they do? Let's just throw the same route. Same three routes.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Night. Yeah.
And it's
and the receiver
so stupid.
Stood there and didn't know what to do. Like, make somebody miss. Do something.
Props to the Oklahoma State DBs, though. They're playing physical, and they were pushing those Baylor wide receivers around, and good for them.
You sound angry.
I was so disappointed, man. I was so disappointed.
I wanted Baylor to win, too.
I wanted them to jump Ohio State.
Yeah, Clayton's got a curse, man. It's just hurting team, players.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Schools.
Aaron Murray.
Entire industries have crumbled.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
I like cars. We see what happened there.
Yeah.
I like the city of Detroit.
Well, so, you caused that, man.
Oops.
Oh, man.
Detroit's economy. They don't even got a mayor. Big Sean said that. I heard that in a rap song. You know it's bad when they talk about politics and rap.
It's Detroit versus everybody.
Like, we ain't got a chance. We ain't even got a mayor.
Like looking something up on Wikipedia. It's valid enough. Yeah. It was in a rap song. I still believe it.
I'll go with it. Where I get all my information. Malt liquor.
I love the rap references on the Austin Dark. It's great. So we're going to move on to the Pac-12. Tupac. Wow, more rap.
If you like Tupac?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you caused that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
One night in Vegas, huh? I'm Clayton.
Did we go there? Really?
Jeez. Was Clayton even born when Tupac was shot?
I was
going to
say, he did it from the womb.
He just walked off and stuff.
I curse you from the womb, son.
And then after that, he was like, you know what? I was always more of a Biggie guy.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh, my bad. I would have gotten you.
In my defense, I do like Biggie more.
Yes, you do.
Man, that West Coast rap's my stuff, man.
Kendrick, though, I'm not going to say I like him. Because I don't want him to, you know, die or anything.
Yeah. Well, you've already cursed him by saying his name.
We didn't say the D word. Jeez.
Kendrick's going to cancel his tour because he lost his lyrics or
back
something.
Back to football. Washington State 49-37 over Utah, as Utah's still lone win in the Pac-12 is Stanford. Good job, Utah. Way to ruin everybody's season.
Woo!
Yeah.
Beat Stanford again.
They just kind of ruin everyone's season.
We're all about it.
But Washington State, you think they're going to make any noise next year?
They could. It takes Mike Leach a little while to get his system going and the people in there that can run it. We've seen that at Texas Tech.
Right.
He made some noise with Crabtree and those guys.
He doesn't lock anybody in.
I was going to make the... I stalled.
What was the joke I didn't hear?
Got to be faster.
I was just going to say, you said it takes it takes Mike Leach a little bit to get his system installed, and I was going to say about as long as it takes for the wide receiver to get out of the shed. But it's fine. Hey, great line for the life.
It's true.
Got to be faster than the draw, Matt. Come on.
I like that laugh track that we got. It still pumps the self-esteem up.
Makes you feel better.
Somebody's self-esteem who needs pumping up.
Brett Hundley?
Jeff Tedford in California.
Oh, him too. Oh.
1-11, 0-9 in the Pac-12. 63-13 beatdown yesterday from Baby Bama. In the
they get relegated.
Cardinal. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
No,
relegated.
No, nothing.
No, nothing. We're not talking relegation or
what
anything.
What happened to that California team that played Ohio State close? Or kind of close.
That was a fraud.
Maybe that tells you that Ohio State isn't that good.
Maybe that tells you.
You should have saw how swarmy he got.
I don't know anybody to yell at me for being biased, because that was totally biased.
It's true.
Yeah, the Ohio State beat him 52-34. They still hung 34 points on him.
Yeah. I'm tired of seeing Ohio State on TV.
Oh, just wait.
Just keep moving.
Just wait.
Get through the pack.
They're not
first.
Good.
I'm going to drop a bomb on you guys later.
Ooh. Carlos Hyde is good. The rest of it.
Braxton Miller looked okay yesterday. I mean, for when he's healthy.
Braxton Miller still can't throw for dirt.
He can run, though.
Seems like a theme among Urban Meyer quarterbacks.
That's how he recruits them.
Are we on to something?
Arizona State, UCLA. Why?
Why, Brett?
Well, now he's definitely staying in school.
Oh, he has to.
That's at least good.
In the second half yesterday, I agree he's staying, because I think he should. The second half yesterday, he looked so good. He looked like the Brett Hundley that I, quote-unquote, fell in love with. Man crush, Brett Hundley.
Pause.
But.
Pause.
They had that great last drive, and he took a sack, which, I mean, he tried to get away. Yeah. He got sacked. The offensive line looked terrible in the second half, though. And then the guy missed the field goal. Two missed field goals. Yeah. Come on.
I thought it was going to be like the Nebraska game where he turned it on in the second half and ended up routing him. Well, I thought that's how it was going to be, and they were going to end up toppling Arizona State, but just not enough left in the tank. Right. I think by next year, he'll know how to put together a complete game more consistently.
I'm just glad that my Arizona State pick for the South is correct. Right. Y'all were giving me crap when I said that.
Mine was UCLA and yours was Arizona State.
Yeah, and you were like, Arizona State. Rabble.
I didn't go
which
chase
is right
you.
Now.
Shenanigans.
Tomfoolery abounds on the whole 10 yards.
Yeah, Arizona State locks up their bid for the Pac-12 South, and they were going to play Stanford in the Pac-12 title game for a chance to go to the Rose Bowl. That'd
be a good one.
Yeah, I think so. Todd Graham could go to the Pac-12 title game after ditching Pittsburgh. Good for him.
Which looks smart.
Yeah.
Out of left Pittsburgh, too.
And that Arizona State team, it doesn't just look like a typical Pac-12 offensive. They can play defense.
They play defense. Yeah. They play it well.
Wilson's a monster.
Yeah.
I don't know what I said. A monster, though.
A monster.
Yeah.
Cheese.
USC and the Fighting Orgerons, 47-29.
Fighting Orgerons.
Over Colorado yesterday.
Does he get that job?
He needs it.
See,
don't talk to
him. If he doesn't get that job, I'm never watching college football
Wally,
again.
Will you explain to the USC athletic department why they should not hire Jack Del Rio? As a head coach, could you give him some flaws?
I will give him one comment. Because Jaguars.
Because Jaguars. That's what I'm saying. Just look at that. Like, he's an alum, and I get it, but what Orgeron is doing.
Dear USC.
Because Jaguars.
Sincerely, the MC Wally.
Can we add the frosted tips in there? The hair?
Jack Del Rio's got good. Yo, listen, don't hate on Jack Del Rio's hair, man. He's
file
got good
photo
hair.
Included.
But actually, Jack, when he was here in Jacksonville, wasn't terrible.
It really wasn't
He was average. It wasn't terrible. But
by the end, it was bad. But that was general manager issues.
That's a whole bunch of other stuff.
But at the same time, no, Orgeron deserves that job. I'm gonna be really disappointed if he doesn't get it.
I think he'll get it next week. UCLA USC is next week as well. That's their big rival, crosstown rival. It's always a fun game to watch. Two primary colored uniforms on the field at the same time is always great.
Kessler's gonna be back next year. They got
some momentum.
Yeah,
hiring Orgeron will change the culture at USC.
Right, which is something they need after Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. It's not even like Orgeron just started the year as an interim coach because during spring drills they fired Lane Kiffin. They fired Lane Kiffin the beginning of a season that they were 1-2 or 1-3. And the way that he turned the team around, the only loss that they've had is, I think, against Notre Dame, which it was a close game anyway, but Orgeron, in all those post-game interviews, while granted it's tough to hear what he's saying.
Can you talk like this? like just a mouthful of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Rabble.
He's very inspiring. Rabble. I don't know. I hope he gets to keep the job.
The other big game in the Big 12, not the Big 12, whew, Pac-12 yesterday. Rich Rodriguez trolls Michigan fans everywhere with a rout of Oregon. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Aren't they still paying him? Or did they already buy out that whole contract?
No. We don't pay Rich Rodriguez. We don't talk about Rich Rodriguez.
I just didn't know if it was one of those things like, you fire me now, but 10 years down the road, you're still paying me?
No.
Yeah, he's still getting game checks for you. He's still getting paid.
Is he?
I think
it was a huge contract.
Yeah,
I mean,
he signed a really big deal.
Unless they completely bought it out.
Michigan probably bought it out. No, Michigan.
I would hope so.
That's a pretty hefty check.
I was going to say that would be the ultimate troll.
It's Michigan, so.
So does anyone still have Marcus Mariota on their Heisman list?
No.
Not after he threw his head at that defender. That's not how you tackle. You don't throw your head at the knee. And that's what he went for.
There's
and then
a
he
flag
got
in
out.
NFL.
Yeah. He threw his head at the knee, and they're talking to the sideline. He's like, I shouldn't have done that. Wait a second, because now I'm confused.
He went night-night for a little bit.
Yeah, the only memory I have of Arizona besides this one is that that bowl game they played last year. You know what I'm talking about?
The New Mexico Bowl?
I think so. Who'd they play? I forget. But it was like they were down like 14 with like a minute 30 left. Scored, onside kick, scored, came back to win. It was crazy. That's like the only thing I remember. And that's so Rich Rodriguez. And then he goes and does this to Oregon. And I'm like, wow.
I don't like the red jerseys on Arizona, by the way.
I do. I like them with the red helmets. Red? Yeah, with the red helmets, I do.
Red on red on red.
No, we're done.
Red on
stop.
Red on mm-mm. Red.
No. Ooh. Yeah. Oregon stop. Lost their ooh, second ouch. Game of the year. Matt, speaking to your...
And coming into that game, one of the wide receivers was quoted as saying, you know, we wanted to go to the national championship game. If we go to the Rose Bowl, it's not a big deal. It reminds me of when Florida lost to Louisville last year in the what was that, the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, but they didn't want to be there. You know, they were just sort
of, I think that's his point. Oregon didn't – yeah, they weren't going to a national title anymore. They didn't care.
It was very deflating
and
for
now
them.
They're not even going to a Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
So they'll probably get an at-large bid, and I hope they don't get matched up with, like, a Northern Illinois or something like that.
Which is actually think of what's
Oregon and Fresno
happening.
State.
They're not going to play it in a BCS bid.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
They're ranked high enough.
I think they're going to end up in, like, the Cotton Bowl against Texas A&M.
Well, somewhere. That's a Big 12 SEC matchup, so –
not gonna happen.
Can't do it.
So just
see. I don't
poop
know.
In my frosted flakes.
I don't know how those work. I don't know how all the
we'll
bowls
get to that.
Are connected.
If we have Friday for this.
I say, will you teach me during the break?
I will. Yeah.
We'll teach you how to bowl.
On to the Big Ten.
Big
Ten football.
Ugh.
Oh yeah, that was bad. Wisconsin 20-7 over Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Good season for Minnesota. 8-3 now, 4-3 in the Big Ten. Jerry Kill, I'm really happy for that team. They deserve to go to a bowl.
I think you haven't killed that team.
A lot of handoffs next
year. Yeah, there was.
A lot of handoffs.
About as many as the Georgia Southern game, huh?
Oh.
Well, not that many.
They attempted more than three passes.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, Minnesota's going bowling, which is great for them. Nebraska beats Penn State in overtime. Why couldn't Michigan do that?
Because your kicker sucks.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. 8-3, 5-2 in the Big Ten. Penn State drops to 6-5, 3-4 in the Big Ten. They're still going bowling, which is good for them. Can they go bowling?
If they've got to finish. What, they've got one more game left. Who is it against?
Well, I didn't.
Nah, they can't bowl this year.
Yeah, they can't. I didn't think so.
I thought they got that. I thought they got that.
It got reduced.
But I thought the
3-year ban.
I don't even think it was I don't remember. I remember it being a 3-year ban, but I thought they were like, okay, we kind of overreacted. I think the bowl ban doesn't stand anymore.
We'll get Stat Boy on it.
I'm on it. That up. Keep talking.
But I'm pretty sure, if my mind is right, that they can't bowl until those freshmen are seniors.
That sucks. That's not even fair for those kids, man.
Well, that's why I get the option to leave.
All right. All
the football team is eligible for postseason play in 2015 or perhaps 2014 if they continue their practice.
Okay.
So, no bowl this year. Sorry. I can't believe I didn't know that.
It's okay.
Illinois.
That's what I'm here for.
Thanks. Hey, appreciate it. You're the man. Illinois 20-16 over Purdue. Purdue is bad. Better than Florida, though. Ohio State over Indiana 42-14. Ohio State has a showdown with Michigan next week in the Big House.
Guys, I think I died for a second.
Did you just thump in your mouth a
little bit? No. Like, I coughed and then I felt my heart stop.
You froze over there for a minute.
The whole 10 heart attacks.
I think I'm good, though. I don't know what's going on.
I want to apologize to my friend Tim, who's an Ohio State fan, because I was talking all that smack about Baylor winning and then jumping Ohio State. I was wrong. Hey, guess who's wrong? This guy.
Matt Ziegler.
Very wrong.
Michigan State 30-6 over Northwestern. I watched Northwestern in that game. It wasn't pretty. They couldn't stop Michigan State's run at all. And then Michigan 21-24. Lost to Iowa.
You guys are still going bowling?
Possibly Jacksonville. So, possibly.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
For you.
I don't want to see Michigan here.
Hey, go away.
I don't want to see a quarterback wear number 98.
I don't want to see that.
I go back to 1930s.
I don't want to hear Adrian Wade on the radio.
Ooh.
Well, you're the only one who doesn't want to hear Adrian Wade on the radio.
It's like the fans cry out, no.
SEC wrap up here next on the whole 10 yards, 10 10 XL, 92.5.
Is that a Stockville?
Yeah.
This is the whole 10 yards.
brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The whole 10 yards, 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Your host, Clayton Tingle, back with Adrian Wade, Mr. Buckets.
Young Buckets, what's good?
Matt Ziegler.
I'm standing up now.
Oh, yeah.
To the people at home, okay. Or in their cars.
Yeah, and they're mostly in their cars.
Mostly in their cars, yeah. I'm standing now.
While we
standing?
All
get- I got checked out. I'm fine, guys.
You good?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I could grow a big beard. I'm a man.
The whole 10 yards trainer cleared Wally after his concussion test.
It wasn't a concussion test?
I don't know.
It hit in the chest. You got hit in the chest. You call it a concussion. We got
to
check
must
you.
Must have been some hit to the chest, though.
A sternum test?
You got hit in the chest, rattled but he has a concussion. Yeah. Got a concussion.
All right, let's rattle off these SEC versus FCS schools because they don't matter. South Carolina 70-10 over Coastal Carolina. Nothing crazy there. Alabama 49-0 over Chattanooga. Florida. Oh wait. Georgia Southern over Florida 26-20. It never gets old.
It hurts. It hurts so much. Oh, my goodness.
Like, Florida officially out of a bowl game. I don't think anybody would have won even if they were in a bowl game.
Who would even want to go to that bowl game? Like, go to that bowl game. It's
the
like,
phone
oh,
lines
we've got,
are ringing.
We've got Florida playing in a bowl game.
The brown paper bag bowl.
The buymyfurniture.com bowl.
You lose. Good day, sir.
We got the Mickey's. We got the old English 40 bowl.
I believe that soundbite was Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Just making sure.
Florida's playing in the old English 40 bowl.
The 1010XL 92.5 FM bowl brought to you by UNF Ospreys at Harmon Stadium.
Swoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd sponsor that.
UNF has never lost to Georgia Southern.
And we never will.
UNF is undefeated.
We'll make a point of it.
Still undefeated.
I think our flag football team would get a run for the money.
Ooh, he's calling in. He's here.
The man, the myth, the legend. Wait, Wayne? Wayne, are you there?
Hello?
Wayne?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was on.
You're good.
War Eagle. Oh, yesterday, what's happening? The upsets. I mean, the Aggies, the Ducks, Georgia Southern almost got upset.
It was a close one.
It was.
The line of the day.
I couldn't believe they pulled it out. Oh. They had me worried.
It's a heartbreaker. It would have been heartbreaking.
Wow.
Shut up! Hey, Auburn even had a tough time. They squeaked out a game over a bye week.
Yeah, hey, but it counts all the same. What's the line for next week's game? Auburn, Alabama.
I don't know. I'm just glad I prayed all day yesterday, to tell you the truth, that no Alabama players got hurt because I don't want Bama fans to come up with an excuse when we beat them in the Iron Bowl.
Ooh, I like that. I saw a stat that said this is the first time that this game is deciding the outright winner of the SEC West. So a lot of history,
A lot of history and everything. There's even a car dealership in Auburn, Alabama. People that buys a car this week, if they keep Alabama scoreless, they get the car for free.
Wow.
Well, keeping Alabama scoreless, that's going to be.
Yes. Well, they did it back in 2000. That was the last time. They done it four times.
A.J. McCarron was in middle school?
I'll go Nancy Kerrigan or A.J. McCarron for that free car.
Wayne, you there, buddy?
Yes.
I don't mean to cut you off. We got some breaking news we need to get to. Is that okay?
Real quick, Winston-Salem 27, Slippery Rock 20.
Ah!
Two-game losing streak for Slippery.
You ruined my day, Slippery Rock. Come on now. Thanks, Wayne. We appreciate your call, buddy. Good luck in the Iron Bowl.
Well, we got a Friday show, so you can call up there.
Yeah, exactly. Call Friday. Black Friday. We'll be on the air. We'll release that information later, though.
We have a three-hour show that Friday, man.
Stop saying Black Friday and looking right at me.
Okay. Seriously, though.
What if I look at you, Black Friday?
News of the...
I'll allow it.
Breaking news at this hour.
Aaron Murray injury came out, torn ACL for Aaron Murray.
He's done. Oh, that is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody.
Shout out to my boy
Are
Danny
you really
Ferreira
singing Cheers?
Send us that information.
Well, no. I'm just saying it's a sad song. It's like, man, they're always. Because Aaron Murray needs his friends right now.
Yeah, but the song was played on the show Cheers, which is why it. Kinda...
Well, I'm sure if some Florida fans are cheering to it. I'm not. That's I like Aaron Murray.
If you really cheer for an injury, go jump off a bridge.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
That sucks for him. I feel really bad.
Yeah.
Just because now with the draft combine and stuff, he's probably not going to be able to do a lot of.
He'll still be the best.
Well, I mean, I think he'll still get drafted for sure, but his draft stock fell now.
Well,
for sure.
We can talk about this Black Friday. That's definitely
November, December, January, February, March, April.
Torn ACL. He's not gonna be able to start running around and throwing the ball.
He might be able to throw.
Maybe combine. He won't do a 40. He won't do like the high jump or the long jump or the triathlon, whatever they
do. But that doesn't matter.
He won't swim the
English swimming.
Channel.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know what they have him do now.
The swimming triathlon.
He won't run the 4x100.
No, he won't.
He won't swim the butterfly.
He'll take that test though.
Yeah. The
Wunderlich.
The Wunderlich.
Man, something like that is so unfortunate, you know, especially for a guy like Aaron Murray who comes back for a senior season, doesn't go straight to the draft or anything.
And then everybody gets hurt around him.
Yeah.
He's trying to play his heart out, and he ends up getting killed.
That happened at the end of the game, too, right? That game was already in hand.
Yeah.
Did you say something about him last year?
Aaron Murray, he said Aaron Murray was his Heisman hopeful.
So did Adrian. Don't put this on me.
No.
Yes, but Adrian hasn't killed three teams. Yeah. No, he was my Heisman hopeful.
Yeah, but
I've always been a fan of Murray from, like, very beginning. So this happening this year isn't on me.
Clayton, no. Let's really think about this for a second. You killed TCU.
Well, and
you killed
picked
Brett
Georgia
Humley.
To go to the national title game as well.
You picked Georgia. You killed Georgia. You killed Georgia as a like an entire team.
Malcolm Mitchell, him,
Casey
Gurley.
Casey Paul Hall. And Aaron Murray are in a – emergency room right now, just like,
oh. You said Muschamp was going to make some noise this year.
He gets you too?
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, I didn't say what type of noise. I didn't say his booze.
I didn't say it was positive
noise. You
guys
need to get a grip is what you need to do.
Oh.
That stinks. I'm sorry for Aaron Murray.
Alabama 49-0 over Chattanooga. They're a big showdown in the Iron Bowl next week with Auburn. Who else in the Iron Bowl, right? LSU 34-10 over Johnny Manziel.
That was a fun game to watch.
Johnny Manziel's a pro prospect, though.
He actually is.
No, he's not.
He is. He'll get drafted.
Stop.
You don't think he'll get drafted?
He'll get drafted, but he won't do anything.
Well, that's a pro prospect.
No, I disagree. But
he'll
once
go first
again,
round, too.
No, I
Did
don't
you guys
know
see all those beautiful throws from the pocket yesterday?
He actually – see, the thing is even though he got picked off, what, twice or three times in that game?
Twice yesterday.
He got picked off twice, but some of those throws he made actually were like those were NFL throws.
He can make the NFL throws. It's just not consistent enough.
Yeah,
and that's why when people compare him to Russell Wilson, it's like, no. Russell Wilson makes the throw.
Yeah, Russell Wilson.
He's more chaotic. Yeah.
Russell Wilson's a future Hall of Famer.
You just chill.
Well, unless now he tears his ACL something.
I've been saying that for like 4 years now.
And you like the Bulls and Derrick Rose, don't you?
Can we stop?
Something about
you.
He
does like Derrick Rose.
Doesn't he? Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Clayton's killed everyone.
He does.
Don't say anything about my mom. She's traveling
even,
today.
It's not even an accident anymore. Why are you calling the hit in?
Safe travels.
Don't do that.
No!
I love my mother.
I love my mother. No.
My side job is I'm actually the Grim Reaper.
Oh,
so.
I knew it. No, but LSU
pay pretty good.
LSU, I think, put together the most complete game,
people
both offensively and
job,
defensively.
Yeah. LSU ran the ball down Texas A&M's throat.
Is that a surprise, though?
No.
Yeah. I mean, Rice did it in that game.
I was going to stop Wayne for a second when he said the LSU upset over Texas A&M. Because I expected LSU to win.
I didn't
think it was going to be like
wise,
that.
Ranking-wise, it was an upset.
Texas A&M was ranked higher than
A&M's
LSU?
A&M's 12, LSU's 22.
Really?
Yeah.
Texas A&M would have lost to Rice without Johnny Manziel this year.
Yeah.
Though, so. I disagree with that. Even though
did you see the first half of that game?
I did watch the first half of that game. Actually, no, I didn't. I remember I was working.
Missouri 24-10 over Ole Miss, and the volunteer struggle continues in Knoxville.
Vandy
14-10 over Tennessee. Vanderbilt scores late. What was it, like 14, 15 seconds left?
Something like that.
Curtis Samuels on the fake jump pass, which was awesome.
The Tebow pass?
Yeah. Tebow pass.
Except for he didn't actually pass it. He faked it.
He faked it.
Oh, he faked and then just ran?
He did like a pump fake, like I did yesterday.
Hit him with the pump. Hit him with the pump.
ACC wrap up here next on the whole 10 yards. Stinson XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, this is Russell Crowe, and you're listening to the best sports radio in the world, 1010 XL Jacksonville Sports Radio.
1010 XL 92.5 FM. College football, the whole 10 yards. Brought to you by Sears of Jacksonville on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Give me the light.
10 to XL, 92.5 FM. Clayton Tingle, your host of the whole 10 yards. Adrian Wade.
Sean DePaul.
Wally Oligan.
I can't.
Matt Sigley.
I go with what Adrian said.
Matt's reading the newspaper over there like
I'm
an old
to look
man.
Official. All right, let me see what we got here. Stocks are up.
Like you're in an episode of Mad Men over there with that paper.
We're going to make the ACC wrap up kind of quick because why not?
Because it's the ACC.
Because it's the ACC.
Ducks.
North Carolina 80-20 over Old Dominion. How's that pick looking, Adrian?
Oh no.
Poor Norfolk.
Norfolk.
There's a lot of sad voices in Norfolk yesterday.
What do they sound like?
A lot of sad voices of Virginia.
Well, that's perfect. Oh, ODU. Why do you do this to me?
ODU.
80-20 to UNC. Tears fall down my face. What a disgrace. That's all I got.
Oh. Well done.
That was pretty good.
Shakespeare over here.
Taylor Heineke, come on.
Taylor Heineke didn't look too great yesterday. Brent Renner did, though. So.
No, Renner's gone for a year.
Did he? Yeah. Really? When did I miss that?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Oh. Well,
and
then.
And then the.
Shows you how much I don't follow North Carolina.
Yeesh.
The guy who replaced him, Williams, actually took his number. But he said he did it to honor Brent Renner.
Nah, he took it because he knows.
I call BS.
Yeah. I'm the next one.
Yeah. He saw the jersey and he opened it up and it lit up and he's like,
you're not going to be needing this
it
anymore.
It is time.
He went from number 12 to number 2 as soon as Brent Renner was done for the year. He's like, let me get that number 2, though.
Yeah. That 2 look good, though. Yeah.
Deuces. Duke over Wake Forest 28-21.
We timed that well, guys. We timed it well.
Duke 28, Wake Forest 21, and Duke continues. Are they in?
Yes.
Yeah, they're in, right?
Yeah.
Locked. So Duke, Florida State.
No.
They got it. They have to
win next week against North Carolina to lock up.
Come on, Duke.
Really?
Yep.
Come on, Duke. Wally's taking selfies over here.
No, I'm taking pictures of you.
Oh.
Duke got their first nine win season.
So Duke, North Carolina, for Duke to go to the ACC title, that's crazy.
Yep.
Would not have thought of
it's
that.
It's not basketball either.
Yeah, that's why I keep just looking at the two.
And North Carolina scored 80 yesterday in football, not basketball.
What is going on in the ACC?
Did they put up 80 in basketball yesterday?
They're trying to play
basketball. They might have scored 82 or 84 in basketball yesterday.
Keep talking.
But David Cutcliffe at Duke, I'm telling you, that's my coach of the year right there, especially if they win next week. Even if they get blown out by Florida State in the championship, you know, he's really changed the culture there.
What if they keep it close against Florida State? Not saying that they
won't though. That's
you don't know.
The only way that could happen, the only way is if something happens to that team bus for Florida State.
Why would you say that?
At least you didn't say it. At least you didn't say it, because if you said it would happen.
Yeah, I was gonna say you leave the hypotheticals to me.
As
okay?
long as James Winston isn't being escorted.
North Carolina.
With the jacket over his arm.
North Carolina basketball outscored North Carolina football yesterday by 2. Yeah. 82-8.
James Winston looking like Aaron Hernandez with the white t-shirt.
With the white t-shirt, just cupped in the back. Oh,
no. Clemson 52-6 over the Citadel. Not much to talk about there. Clemson possible BCS at large bid, possibly.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
How bad is North Carolina State?
Bad. We'll get there. Miami 45-26 over Virginia.
Virginia, man. Come on.
The state of Virginia.
The entire
man,
state's just
come
a
on,
flux.
What are you doing there, man?
The state of Virginia just needs to go bankrupt.
Whoa.
Actually, that'd be bad.
Why are you wishing Detroit's fate on them? That's rude. Yeah.
Don't like my state. My
you guys might
there.
Fall off of the United States and float out in the middle of
ocean. You mess around West Virginia with that kind of stuff.
Virginia's landlocked. How
well,
is that
we would only
impossible?
Lose like 2 people. West
no,
Virginia.
No, you're not landlocked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Let them go. Steve Slayton's still living there, I'm sure.
Steve Slayton and Pat White are the only 2 people living in West Virginia.
Yep. No, not our state.
I think Randy Moss moved back.
Oh. Clint Trickett's still out there, too. Keep that in mind.
Clint Trickett.
He doesn't
actually
live there. He's just there for football.
He lives there.
He's like, get me out of here.
He's a townie now.
Call the police.
Have you guys ever seen Wrong Turn, the movie?
No.
Watch it.
Why?
You'll never want to drive to West Virginia again in your life.
Why?
Because it's weird.
Is that the one with candy cane?
It's like cannibals eating people because these people travel in the woods in West Virginia. It's
so
just not fun.
So it's the Hills Have Eyes in
essentially,
West Virginia.
Yeah. So when we went our road trip to Detroit a couple of years ago, after I'd watched that movie like a week before, I'm driving through West Virginia like
locked those doors.
I feel the road trip through Detroit was like watching like Dawn of the Dead or like The Walking Dead. It's just empty streets.
Just empty streets, just like dogs running
over here.
About.
Detroit was not bankrupt.
Fire over there.
Okay.
We had money a little bit.
We had some.
Pittsburgh 17-16 over Syracuse in the battle of the newcomers to the ACC. I feel like that might become some sort of a rivalry, maybe.
No.
Well, I don't know.
How does Syracuse play in a dome?
It's cold, man.
Carrier dome?
I'm just wondering. I'm like, they're the only like college football team that I know that has like outside of Idaho.
Idaho
has plays in a dome too. I was just like,
there's more.
San Antonio, University of Texas, San Antonio.
Yep.
They have a dome.
UTEP.
I don't know how they get a dome.
That's El Paso, guys.
Oh, it's what? University of Texas, El Paso, and what'd you say? University of Texas, San Antonio.
UTSA.
Oh, man.
I like the Roadrunners.
I don't care.
Tulane.
UTEP better anyway.
Tulane plays in the dome.
They do.
Oh, got him. I looked that one up.
I listened to half of what you said, and then I was like, oh, I'll take it from here.
You know, most people do, and that's what I've learned from being married with children, that really half of what I say goes unheard.
That's why you got to make that first half
so
important.
Yeah, I mumble a lot now.
My name's Adrian, and I mumble.
Somebody better wash all these dishes and do this laundry.
Huh?
What?
What did you say? What do you want for dinner? What? Like, you ain't hear what I said? Who? What?
I think we lost Clayton, though.
That is Nick Cannon. He's hilarious.
Where does
what about me, son?
Where does Georgia State, they play in a dome? I'm still stuck in the dome thing.
What are you doing, man?
I like random trivia. Sorry. We got 3 minutes to cover the ACC.
That's a lot of time for terrible football coverage.
It's so boring.
Big Ten football, is it?
Hey, at least some of our good teams lose.
Legends and leaders of yesteryear, my man. Never forget.
The legends
Never
and
forget.
The leaders. Where do you play?
Florida State beat Idaho 80-14. Another 80 spot in the ACC. Georgia Tech.
Guys, I want to tell you something honestly.
Say it.
I'm having a hard time looking Jameis Winston in his eyes, even on TV.
Don't.
Squinston?
Don't. Because he allegedly is an innocent man, and I believe him.
Or is it because he needs contacts?
No.
Is it because?
It's from a moral standard.
I'm
just having a hard time looking at him.
I just hate how the media now is just going to destroy him, but there's no facts. There are a few facts, but considering the allegations, there is nothing that should have anyone looking at him any differently, and yet ESPN, the
media is just, ooh.
The media not being us.
Yeah, not being
us. No.
But tearing this man apart. Right?
And not just ESPN, but that's the way it goes now in the 24-hour news cycle, social media-obsessed society we live in. Something bad happens. People are talking about it on Twitter. People are talking about it on Facebook. And it becomes the story. And now Florida State, to the non-college football fans, was just, oh, are they having a good season or something? And now Florida State is, oh, don't they have that quarterback who's getting in trouble?
Yeah.
And now that's going to be, to the casual observer, that's going to be the remnants of this season for Florida State.
And that's not what it is at all.
And that's not, not at all. They're having a crazy season.
I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. I'm not going to, like, drop any bombs or anything.
You said you were going to, though.
Yeah. Well, that was about pick 'em later.
It keeps getting pushed back.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't have a bomb to drop.
We talked about this, or at least I did with a friend of mine yesterday. If you think about this like Justin Blackmon, if Justin Blackmon is not a good receiver, if he's bad, third string safety or something like that, and his issues happen, he's off the team.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a big uproar. Just cut him and let him go. Everything's good, right? If Jameis Winston.
Yeah,
we got calls
Jameis.
I got yelled at last week for that.
Yeah,
If he's not in contention for an FBS title, not competing for a Heisman Trophy that he's looking like he's going to win, doesn't an incident from December of last year really come out?
I don't think it does. I don't think it does at all.
I hate to say that because I'm not calling anybody a liar.
No. Yeah. It's nothing like that. It's just the timing of it all.
Right.
The timing of it all is very
fishy, weird.
Fishy. But you know, Cam Newton, when all that stuff was happening around him, he didn't miss a game. Johnny Manziel, everything offseason, he didn't have to miss a game. The last time really an incident like this happened where an impact player had to miss time was Peter Wark.
Right.
like in 99 with FSU.
I was six.
And he was just got and they gave him food or they gave him clothes from Macy's. they just gave it to him.
You know man, was at Macy's. That should have been enough punishment for him.
And it wasn't like he stole. They were just like, here, you're Peter Warwick. You should just have these shirts.
Yeah, but it's Tallahassee. Keep that in mind.
Tallahassee.
Peter Warwick. Get that shirt from Macy's, dog?
Bro, he was rocking that FUBU at the time. Keep that in mind.
He did have on that yellow FUBU jersey.
Sears Black Friday Doorbusters and the Whole 10 Yards Pick'em next here on the Whole 10 Yards. Tencent XL. Tencent XL. Wait.
Gators, Seminoles, Canes. The Whole 10 Yards on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The Whole 10 Yards, 10 Cent XL, 92.5 FM. Got it right that time. Clayton Tinkle, Adrian Wade, Matt Ziegler, Wally Oligan.
What's good?
Follow the show at 10 Yards underscore radio. Follow Matt Ziegler at Matt Ziegler, Ziegler at 454. Adrian Wade, AdrienWade. The MC Wally, I'm not even spelling that.
You have to spell the last name, W-A-L-E, not W-A-L-Y, not whale, none of that stuff.
Whale, not wild.
Or whale. And then you can follow me at Tink underscore CFB.
He needs 10 followers for 1,000. That's why he's throwing out the Twitter account.
So close.
Tink, anyways.
Do you know whose song that was, Tink?
I didn't even hear it. What was it?
It's Pat Benatar.
Oh, yeah, I would have known that, but I didn't hear it.
Really?
Really. Really.
Really?
I'm innocent. I promise.
Forever.
College pick'em. All right, so last week, let's go ahead and recap this. Clayton, you went 3-2. Adrian, you went 2-3. Myself went 3-2. Matt, with the struggle, he went 1-4.
Oh.
Kind of rough.
Matt.
But,
that's what I get.
And with our callers, Rick and Chase are tied for first because they both went 4-1. So Chase and Rick. So breaking down the record as it stands, Clayton, you're 35-25. Matt, you're 34-26. Adrian, you're 33-27. And I have taken a 2-game lead, 37-23.
So I'm down 2?
You're down 2.
Are we picking bowl games in this?
We can.
We're going to do all. Let's do all the bowl games.
Oh, God.
All the bowl games.
Man.
Those are my favorite.
I'm going to get sick. All right, fine. Yeah, we'll do all the
bowl games. It's not over until the BCS championship
game. There's 16,000 bowl games, though, man. I don't want to do that.
There's only 15,720.
My head hurts.
Well, that makes it a little easier.
All right. Well, if you're interested in playing our college pick'em game, give us a call at 641-1010.
Actually, no choice. 641-1010. Call. Oh, right now.
Wow.
Everyone in the country calls. Oh, if I got to.
Well, if got to do this.
Or right. I'll find you.
Since it's rivalry week in college football, we're going to go ahead and hear the games that we're going to pick. All right. We've got Alabama at Auburn, the Iron Bowl. Florida State at Florida. Ohio State at the eventual losers, Michigan. UCLA at USC. And Arizona at Arizona State. So if you are interested in winning some free 10-yard swag, and beating Clayton.
Pause.
In what?
In Pick'em.
Oh, okay.
Give us a call at 641-1010. Matt, let's go ahead and start with you on your picks, bro.
Okay. Bama-Auburn, I got Bama.
All right.
And by the way. It was this beard. The beard would have been 3 months.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm glad I bought out of that.
If Bama beats Auburn.
Auburn beats Bama.
It's
dyed hair.
It's blonde matte.
We will videotape this.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
I'm fine with that.
After the show next Sunday.
If
Bama beats Auburn.
If Auburn beats Bama.
Yeah.
I can do that because that's a Jags away game.
Yeah.
So, works for me. I mean.
Right. We're going to go do it out in public.
And make Wayne happy.
Get somebody to sponsor it.
Florida State at Florida.
Florida State. Arizona State. I got Arizona State. Ohio State, Michigan. I'm sorry, I got to go Ohio State because I'm trying to win this pick 'em.
That's fine.
And UCLA, USC. Let's go USC, the Fighting Orgerons.
All right.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
We have a call? Do we have any callers?
Yeah, let's take it. Steve, you're on.
I'll take USC.
And? Right. No. the rest of the game's Florida State at Florida.
Florida State.
Ohio State at Michigan.
Ohio State.
Arizona at Arizona State.
I'll go with Arizona State.
And Alabama at Auburn, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'll take Alabama.
Alrighty, man. Okay. Be sure we get your information. If we haven't already, hold on the line, and thanks for calling. Good luck.
Okay.
All right, next caller. And
Randy.
Randy, you're on.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Alabama at Auburn.
Auburn.
Florida State at Florida.
Florida State.
Arizona State at Arizona.
Arizona.
Ohio State at Michigan.
Unfortunately, Ohio State.
And UCLA at USC.
I'm going to take USC.
All righty then. Right. Appreciate it, Randy. Make sure we get your information if we haven't yet. Good luck.
Thank you.
Right. Last one is...
Did I say Bob?
Rob.
Rob. Rob, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Who's your first pick, Florida State or Florida?
That's an easy one, Florida State.
All right, Ohio State at Michigan.
Ohio.
UCLA at USC.
I'm going to go UCLA.
And Arizona State at Arizona?
Arizona.
And Pepsi or Coke?
No.
Alabama at Auburn.
Alabama.
Okay.
All right, man. Appreciate your picks. Good luck, and thanks for calling.
All right, keep up the good work. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate
Gatorade or Powerade.
We appreciate all the calls, folks. That was actually pretty quick.
Okay. Adrian, you're next.
Hold on, before we do this, Clayton, how's Michigan's defense been looking? Because I don't watch their garbage games. What about against the run?
Yeah.
We're playing against the clock here.
All right, let's go. Give me Alabama over Auburn.
All
right. Arizona State over Arizona. Give me Michigan over Ohio State.
Yeah.
That's silly.
That's unfortunate. What are the other two?
UCLA and a USC.
Mm.
Take the Fighting Orgerons.
Mm. Give me UCLA.
Okay. Asian girls everywhere. UCLA. All right, and Florida State at Florida. I know what you have to pick.
I
already got you.
Florida.
Yeah. All right. Clayton, you're up.
Florida State, Florida, right?
Yes.
Who'd you pick?
I didn't pick yet.
Oh. Why am I going next to last?
Because we're running out of time.
Florida State.
Ohio State, Michigan.
In the name of Pick'em and not jinxing my team, Ohio State.
Oh, jeez. All right. UCLA at USC.
Asian girls everywhere.
UCLA. Arizona State. Arizona.
Arizona. Rich Rodriguez.
All right. And Auburn, Alabama.
Alabama.
Bama. All right.
1 minute.
I'm taking Bama, Florida State, Ohio State, USC, and Arizona State.
And that wraps up the... Next to last edition of the Whole 10 Yards before our Black Friday show. 8 a.m. to 11, right?
Yeah, we got 3 hours.
Yeah, 8 to 11 on Black Friday. We will be here live bringing you probably a lot of preview stuff, talk some draft. Hopefully the Jameis Winston thing blows over by then. Be sure to listen in.
Yeah, sounds like a good show. Yeah,
it's going to be fun. You're not going to be here, though.
I won't be here, no.
Adrian won't be here. We'll probably have Chase and somebody else.
Get Josh.
Drop Josh for an hour.
Josh might be here. Adrian will be here.
Random caller. Want to come in?
Yeah. Hit us on Twitter. The Whole 10 Yards, 10 XL, 92.5 FM.
You got it right.
XLE, WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach and WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach. 1010 AM and 92.5 FM.